This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, on this beautiful Saturday. Well, it's beautiful to me anyways. It's actually Flag Day, June 14th, and it's a very important date for many other reasons outside of the fact that it's also my birthday.
It is your birthday today. Happy birthday, Bradley.
Self-accolades.
You know, as a matter of fact, because your birthday, how we do something a little special today, I think we need to start off the show with a bang and join together in the happy birthday
and
chorus.
And the reason that...
I think you're like 30.
Well done.
That was pretty dramatic.
I am well done.
I did not get the key of that song.
Actually, I'm medium rare right now. So.
No, when you said I didn't get the key of that song, it comes out like, happy birthday. It's like, wow, that's a pretty low key.
It's
but
pretty
happy
manly.
Birthday, Brad. I know.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess. We all know her as Stephanie Joy. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also go over to our Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Getting quite the response from our liberal friends. Interestingly enough, if you could take the time and go over to Sons of Liberty Radio and post your comment, rate the page, tell us what you think, because what they're doing is they're attacking. They love to shout, and they love to shoot. Matter of fact, that's what we're going to be talking about in just a little bit here. Rules for Radicals. And also, Times Magazine, Person of the Year, not just once, but twice. I'm going to give you a little rundown of the history of those that Time Magazine has actually named. They give themselves accolades, friends. They like to pat themselves on the back. But keep in mind, that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. I'm going to give you a history of the men that Time Magazine is actually, well, they've given them accolades in every sense of the word to their own everlasting shame. We'll talk about that in just a little bit as well. Friends, go over to Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio. That article that I'm talking about right now is just on WorldNet Daily, front page, WorldNet Daily, Tyrants of the Year, Times Magazine's Men of the Year, so on and so forth. Again, that's on WorldNet Daily. You can also check that out. Folks, also go over to Bradley Dean on Facebook. Bradley Dean, two different websites, one fan page, one personal page. Bradley Dean double E. You can also follow us on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. Phone lines are accessible for the next 2 hours. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works. And again, deeds, not words, said George Washington, and he derived that from none other than the captain of our salvation. His name is Jesus Christ. Check out 1 John 3:18. So, to lay that premise, friends, you know how it goes. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible, terrible, terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We want the mind of Christ and we want the heart of God. We always want to be led by the Spirit of God, and we are the sons and daughters of God when we are led by the Spirit of God, as the Bible says. Now, I just want to go ahead and reiterate, Bradley's article came out on Thursday night, Time Magazine's Tyrants of the Year, front page on WND.com, or you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. It's an awesome article. It hit the front page. Lots of great comments. We're going to be going over it again today, but if you want to go over and read all the full article, make a comment for those of you that say, listen, what can I do to be a part of spreading the message of truth, and I'm a homeschool mom, or I don't know exactly what I can do. Get LinkedIn with the Sons of Liberty and these articles, Facebook them, share them, get them out there to all your friends, and let it exponentially grow from there. The truth is like a little spark of fire. All it takes is one person to get it out there, and eventually it'll catch and keep going. So again, Time Magazine's Tyrants of the Year of Bradley Dean's WND article. Now, we'll be talking about that today during the radio program, and I just want to hit a few little quotes regarding tyranny. Now,
well, what about, I was kind of hoping you're going to bring something up about June 14th as well.
Oh, June 14th, well, that's Flag Day. It's also your birthday, but it's also the day that we had our standing army up until this point, back, in the
that's
day of
what I was looking
revolution,
for.
Back in our revolutionary times. We did not have a standing army until the day of June 14th, and I'll look up the actual year,
cool.
But it's interesting to note the importance of the day, because it's Flag Day, but it's also where we had our first formal standing army was on June 14th. And I'll get that for you after the break as far as the year goes. But it's very interesting stuff. But we all know that when the people fear the government, there's tyranny. But when the government fears the people, there is liberty. And this is an interesting quote by Eugene V. Debs. He said, in every age, it has been the tyrant, the oppressor, and the exploiter who has wrapped himself in the cloak of patriotism or religion or both to deceive and overawe the people.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, is this man that you, what's his name again?
Eugene V. Debs.
Yeah, he's a socialist. So this is like the devil telling on the devil.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So when you look at, some of these quotes you get from people, love them or hate them, the truth is the truth in what they say, whether they practice it or not. It is.
They do it all the time.
It's such a good point, because we see things like, the Patriot Act and all these things that have such nice names to them, and they sound so great. That's why we have to judge a man by his fruits, as the Bible says. So we can see clearly what he does and not what he says. Now, this is another quote here by G.K. Chesterton, who said this. The wisest thing in the world is to cry out before you are hurt. It is no good to cry out after you are hurt, especially after you are mortally hurt. People talk about the impatience of the populace, but sound historians know that most tyrannies have been possible because men moved too late. It is often essential to resist a tyrant or tyranny before it exists. So at the Sons of Liberty, our big thing is prevention is better than cure. We don't want to wait till we have our freedoms fully taken away before we say, oh, should have did something. Let's act now lawfully and do what we need to do to make sure that we keep and maintain this awesome constitution that we have, which is very much blood-bought. I'll give you this final quote here from John Adams. I think you'll like it. He said this on July 1st, 1776. He said, before God, I believe the hour has come. My judgment approves this measure, and my whole heart is in it. All that I have and all that I am and all that I hope in this life, I am now ready to stake upon it. As I leave off, I begin that if I live or die, survive or perish, I am for the Declaration. It's my living sentiment. By the blessing of God, it should be my dying sentiment. Independence now and independence forever. That's what we have to go on in America.
Cool. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Like that.
The rock version of Happy Birthday.
Yeah, no, give me that stat.
Okay, so the Continental Army was actually created on this day, June 14th in 1775, by the Continental Congress as a unified army for the colonies to fight Great Britain, with George Washington, of course, appointed as its commander. So a lot of very important things going on today, this day. Flag Day, Bradley's birthday. If you'd like to wish him a happy birthday, 1-866-233-0747. And also, the Continental Army was created on this day in 1775.
Oh, very cool. Listen, you have a responsibility, friends. Here it is. Hold on, my friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands, because miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the world. That was just kind of a high five as to what you were
just
a couple minutes ago.
Yeah, exactly. And when you look at all the blood, sweat, and tears that went into this country, I'm looking at a few quotes here. On July 3rd, 1776, it was John Adams who said, the second day of July, 1776, that's when they voted on the independence. The proclamation, of course, was made on the 4th of July, will be the most memorable epoch in the history of America. I am apt to believe that it will be celebrated by succeeding generations as the great anniversary festival. It ought to be commemorated as the day of deliverance by its solemn acts, devotion to God Almighty. It ought to be solemnized with pomp and parade, with shows and games and so on from this time forth and forever. But he also said, I am aware of the toil and blood and treasure that it will cost to maintain this declaration and support and defend these states. Yet through all the gloom, I can see the rays of ravishing light and glory. I can see that the end is worth more than all the means, that posterity will triumph in that day's transaction, even though we, speaking of himself, may regret it, which I trust in God, we shall not. And so those men who have laid down their lives, we have a job to do. Let's get busy and keep on doing it.
Times Magazine Tyrants of the Year. Stephanie had actually just during the last segment read the quote from the socialist, the devil calling the devil. So here we have it. Interestingly enough, it's been in every age that it has been the tyrant, the oppressor, and the exploiter who has wrapped himself in the cloak of patriotism or Christianity, religion, or both to deceive and to overawe the people. Now, friends, interestingly enough, we see, if you go on Facebook, you can see all over the place a beautiful 16-year-old girl who lost her dad when she was 9 years old. Now, what we found out about this, as a matter of fact, if you'd like to see it, go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook just posted it. 16-year-old daughter of the first U.S. soldier killed in Afghanistan, Allison Spann, was 9 years old when her father, Mike, was killed. She's bewildered her father's selfless sacrifice was trivialized by Valerie Jarrett, Barack Hussein Obama, and Eric Holder when they illegally freed the Taliban terrorist directly responsible for her father's death in exchange for a U.S. deserter and coward. So therefore, this murdering terrorist exchanged for a cowardly deserter in gross violation of U.S. law for a raw political purpose is a slap in the face of every soldier, veteran, citizen, and surviving family and member of our brave heroes. But yet, it goes on. And yet, tomorrow they're going to do it again. The day after, they're going to do it again, and things are going to get worse. They're not going to get better, and no, friends, it's not going to just go away. If it's not Fast and Furious, then it's the President of the United States that contrived the crimes against we the people, along with Eric Holder, his Attorney General. Goes over to Mexico to blame the American people for his crimes against them. And then he points his finger back at you. You notice his Fast and Furious. Then we see Benghazi. They're being uncovered day by day. More and more is coming to the light concerning Benghazi. I'm absolutely convinced, America, that this man can do whatever he wants to because the American people will allow him to do it. This is high treason this administration is committing against we the people. High treason. Unacceptable. I was on Stan Montes' radio show twice yesterday across the nation talking about who's funding these Taliban, who's funding America's sworn enemies is this administration. But I don't know why the conservatives won't call it for what it is. And again, that's exactly why they are encouraged to do it again tomorrow. It has been in every age that it has been the tyrant, the oppressor, and the exploiter who has been wrapped or wrapped himself in the cloak of patriotism or religion or both to deceive and overawe the people. And we can see it's nothing new under the sun because when we go to 2 Corinthians 11:14, it was Satan himself who transformed his ministers into the angels of light. So, in other words, if you remember rightly, Jesus rebuked the religious people of the day. He said, "You honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me." Jesus said, and we'd be wise to take heed to what he says still, for he's alive forevermore, "Judge men by their fruit." Because we need to keep in mind that evil men have been, since day one, attempting to deceive the masses into believing that they are good and upright when the fruit that they produce through their works are nothing short of evil and destructive, namely this criminal administration in the White House. How many people need to die before, America, you finally understand that it's you're allotting them to do what they want to do, gives them the very license to do it again the next day? They'll always do what you let them get away with. You know, interestingly enough, when I was talking to Stan yesterday, it just came out and it was great. America, you are called the great Satan by other countries because what you allow your politicians to do to their countries. Did you hear what I said? Matter of fact, case in point, I just had a guy on Facebook say, "You know what, why don't you quit blaming everybody else and start taking responsibility." That's all I am pointing my finger to is the American people to take responsibility for what they are tolerating their corrupt government to do to other countries and yourselves, friends, because sooner or later, you're going to reap what you sow. And yet, if you look at who's dying over in Afghanistan and who's dying in Iraq, these created wars. And by the way, there's politicians today coming forth now, friends, telling the American people that these are contrived wars by this administration. as he's arming again America's sworn enemies to kill off your fathers and mothers and dads and moms, your uncles and your aunts and your grandpas and your grandmas and your cousins and your friends. I mean, we almost act like it's somebody else's blood, friends, that's being sacrificed on the behalf of this country for our freedoms, like it's no big deal, when in fact, if we just open our eyes up, we'd find out that it is our friends and it is hitting home, just like it does in every war. It is time for us to take responsibility. It is time for the American people to stand up and deal with this criminal administration, and criminal they are. I mean, we just seen Lois Lerner today. Did you see this, friends? Just to prove the point. This Lois Lerner, the one that was busted for attacking the conservatives and the Tea Parties, using the IRS as a political tool to basically go after this administration's political opposition. You know what they came back to the American people and said? Oh, her computer crashed. And the American people, oh, you know, there's nothing we can do about that.
Convenient.
Oh, convenient. Absolutely incredible, America. We have Benghazi. Now we have Iran. What's tomorrow? You know, giving F-16s over to America's sworn enemies, the Muslim Brotherhood, which is a political tool, by the way, friends, to create terror. Remember Muhammad said that he conquers through terror? Yep, Stalinism did the same thing. They used terror to defeat their political opposition. It's created, friends. Wake up. Evil men have been, since day one, attempting to deceive the masses into believing that they are good and upright when the fruit they produce through their works is nothing short of evil and destructive. Well, we can just go back to what Jesus said again in John 10:10. The thief comes not but to what? Kill, steal, and destroy. So when we begin to highlight the Time magazine's tyrants of the year, keep in mind who their daddy is. Did you know that Adolf Hitler was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1938? Hitler was a fascist dictator whose dangerous political power grab cost the lives of over 50 million people during World War II. 405,399 of them just happened to be our family members, friends. They said during World War II that there was not a household in America that did not feel loss. But again, here we have Time labeling these men as the Man of the Year in 1938, Adolf Hitler. Man, who does Time magazine work for? Well, you got something to think about, isn't it? We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. A society whose citizens refuse to see and investigate the facts, who refuse to believe that their government and their media will routinely lie to them and fabricate a reality contrary to verifiable facts, is a society that chooses and deserves the police state dictatorship it's gonna get.
Wow. And when you look at, even too, going back to when you're talking about this young lady, this young woman, Allison, you know, if a tragedy like that is going to happen to your father, you could have at least a little comfort in knowing that the perpetrator, the one who murdered her father or was a part of it,
was
brought to justice.
No, he was directly responsible for it.
So when you go and you say, listen, you know, you feel like there's a sense of justice, and also the person that was directly responsible for killing your father, he's let go. What kind of message is that sending to her? What kind of message is that sending to the children of America? That, listen, we're okay to let these guys go, you know, because we're going to get this guy instead. If I was her, I would feel, first of all, I'd be angry.
Violated.
I'd feel violated.
Yeah,
but there are, you know, when you have something so tragic as your father dying, and you have a little maybe peace in your heart knowing that at least the guy was brought to justice and some punishment was done there.
There's a peace to it, yeah.
That's right. And then all of a sudden he's let go. Where does that leave you? That leaves you undone in your heart saying, well, this wound is almost reopened again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Speaking of Time Magazine's Tyrants of the Year, friends, we just talked about Adolf Hitler, who was Time's Man of the Year in 1938. Joseph Stalin was declared Man of the Year in 1939 and 1942. Did you know that, friends? He didn't get accolades just once. They had a high-five old Uncle Joe twice, didn't they? Bradley, why are you calling him Uncle Joe? You act like he's one of us. Well, interestingly enough, again, Joseph Stalin was declared Man of the Year in 1939 and in 1942. Stalin was the cruel tyrant of the Soviet Union who was responsible for killing 20 million of his own citizens. And by the way, Stalinism, you need to understand Stalinism and terrorism went hand in glove. Terrorism was the tool that he used to gain control, right? President Franklin Roosevelt referred to Stalin as kindly Uncle Joe back in the 1930s. Well, who is Franklin Roosevelt? Well, he was the president back in the 30s for three terms. Also keep in mind, he's the guy that said the American boys would not step foot on foreign soil. Well, 405,399 men and women later, you know, the death and sacrifice of those that fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today. Well, he lied, didn't he, friends? Yeah, this is what they do. Don't you remember the famous pictures of Winston Churchill and Joseph Stalin and President Franklin D. Roosevelt? Don't
they're
you remember?
All together.
Yeah, because they were trying to bring forth a new world order out of the UN. So out of World War II, what was created, because they couldn't do it through Wilson, through League of Nations, through World War I. That was his great failure, friends, if you don't remember rightly. But he couldn't bring together the United Nations, which was League of Nations during World War I. And that was his great failure. But old Franklin D. Roosevelt brought it together, didn't he?
Yeah.
World War II.
Right. And when you mentioned the fact that he lied, you know, there's a quote that says, "Those who are capable of tyranny are capable of perjury to sustain it." How else are you going to sustain your tyranny unless you are lying throughout your dictatorship and what you're doing?
Of course. Well, that's what they do.
Of course.
They lie and because they know that the people wouldn't. Basically, if they were to tell him the truth, they weren't going to go for the truth, so they had to lie to him. Let's go to Time's Man of the Year. Let's go to Nikita Khrushchev. He was declared Man of the Year in 1957. This is Time Magazine, friends. Oh, hey, listen to David Rockefeller in Baden-Baden, Germany, 1991. He said, "We are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times and Time Magazine and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promises of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subjected to the lights of publicity during these years, but the world is now more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a world government. The supranational sovereignty of an intellectual elite and world bankers is surely preferable to the national autodetermination practiced in the past centuries." Oh, Bradley, there's no such thing as a new world order! No, I know it's all theory! And who told you it was theory? The very ones that are lying to you. Get the devil thanking the devil for his work.
Yeah.
You know, here we are, right? Nikita Khrushchev was declared Man of the Year in 1957. Nikita was a Russian communist who seized power as a dictator over the Soviet Union when the devil Stalin died in 1953. He liked to threaten and bully his opposition. That's called totalitarianism. See, it's what you're seeing from the radical homosexuals. It's what you're seeing through the IRS. It's what you're seeing through the Attorney General. It's what you're seeing through this criminal administration, isn't it, friends? Yep. They love to threaten and bully opposition, and they love to decry the fact that they're the victims as they perpetuate the crimes against you, friends. Yep. Nikita's leadership of the communist bloc in the Cold War was so dangerous that he had to be removed by subordinates. Khrushchev said, "We don't have to destroy America with missiles. America will destroy itself from within." And just think, furthermore, they'll fall for it. Yeah. Time Magazine's Man of the Year. Richard Nixon was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1971. We all know Nixon was due to be impeached because of his abuse of power and obstruction of justice in the Watergate scandal, but few know that the Watergate scandal was really a pedophile cover-up concerning politicians in Washington, D.C. If you think I'm so far out there, friends, go online and check out Conspiracy of Silence. You have kids coming forth naming names of politicians that were using them for intercourse. Some of them are dead now. Of course, they had to get rid of a couple of them. And even a couple investigators. But there's still a couple out there that are willing to tell you what it's all about. You can also go to Boys Town out of Nebraska, friends. I'll say it again. Boys Town. Do a Google search. You'll see what I'm saying is true. Millions and millions of people have read and seen to their own dismay, friends. To their shocking information. You want to know why it's shocking? Because people just can't believe it until they actually see it. See, and by the way, that's the method that these criminals operate on, too. Oh, the people will never believe it. They'll never believe that we're doing this. Well, friends, I'm spelling it out for you right now. These are Time's Tyrants of the Year. Adolf Hitler was declared Times Man of the Year in 1938 in America? Keep in mind, it was Adolf Hitler's boys and men that killed ours. Okay? Adolf Hitler declared Time Man of the Year in 1938. Joseph Stalin declared Man of the Year in 1939 and 1942. Are you kidding me? Nikita Khrushchev was declared Man of the Year in 1957. This is an American publication, friends. Richard Nixon, interestingly enough, Ford wouldn't do anything to Nixon either. He just let him off with his crimes. Of course he did, because he's just as guilty as Nixon is. Keep in mind, Gerald Ford was a part of the Warren Commission after John F. Kennedy got his head shot off for the world to see. He was shot down like a dog, said the FBI director, for the whole world to see. Ayatollah Khomeini was declared Man of the Year in 1979. The Ayatollah Khomeini was a Shiite Muslim who became the dictator of Iran in 1979. Interestingly enough, who brought him to power, friends? America did. The Ayatollah came to power as a part of Jimmy Carter's human rights policy. He used the youth. Oh boy, I didn't mean to say that. As all dictators do, using the youth, he headed a mass campaign of torture, rape, execution against political opponents as well as their families. Now, I don't know if it's just me or not. Has not this administration affronted and attacked its political opposition by whatever means necessary? In other words, he got away with whatever he could get away with right now. And this time, he just used the IRS and his attorney general. But what if he could do more, friends? Would he? You're going to have to answer that question, Mark, friends. The Ayatollah came to power as part of Jimmy Carter's human rights policy. Using the youth, he headed a mass campaign of torture, rape, and execution against political opponents as well as their families. Friends, this is an American publication, and yet he was the man of the year in 1979? Yup. Who's the enemy? Huh? After September 11th, friend, interestingly enough, it wasn't the Taliban that asked for you to give up your rights. It was your government that was demanding that you give up your rights. So who's guilty of the crime? Let me take you to the other side of that. Who is guilty of the crime, friends? Those that commit the crime or the people that allow them to commit the crime? Come on. Come on. Giving you a prophet's message today, friends. Come on. Huh? It's the same thing. We sit there and we look at abortion and we complain about abortion. 57 million people a day. But you know what? There's the faithfuls on Facebook that are complaining about what Planned Parenthood is doing. It ain't on my watch, friends. It isn't. I'm not responsible. But I am responsible to right the wrongs of what those have allowed through the murder of the innocent in the womb. To stand up for life and not to just allow it and give it a pass. You know what? I heard a guy say this the other day. You know, the Lord said, turn the other cheek. I want to tell you something, friends. I only have two. You smack the first one the first time. The second time, it's going to be your cheek, not mine. This is ridiculous. But America's complaining. America, you got old Fox out there telling you all the bad news. Who's calling for an impeachment, America? Who's actually dealing with the crimes? Well, we got, you know, as I said in the past, we got Daryl Eisen, we got Trey Gowdy, man. Hey, you got to see this video, man. They're really saying it. They're really telling it like it is. Oh, well, good. How far has that gotten us, friends? By the time criminal charges are brought against this administration, he's going to be long gone. But, America, you encourage. You add strength to tyranny by tolerating this. You add strength to tyranny through your silence. You add strength to tyranny by doing nothing more than smacking your lips one against another, and you do nothing. And you know exactly what you leave undone, and God sees it all, friends. Be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Jim at RestoringOurPromise.com. Bradley was a speaker at our Restoring Our Promise event, and we were so glad he was. Bradley demonstrates a deep knowledge of what made our country great, who our founders were, and what they believed. Without this information, we're easily misled by those who desire to harm us. His knowledge of our history and God's influence in our country shows why we have risen to the place we have. Our country needs to remember this, and Bradley says it in plain English so that anyone who wants to know can understand.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at Sons of Liberty Radio.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Folks, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-233-0747. For those that have ears to hear the voice of truth, we look at the babies that are being slaughtered in the womb. Friends, I got a question for you. Who's responsible for that? Well, the government is. No, who's letting the government do it? You see how that works?
Yeah.
You know, interestingly enough, a high five, a word of edification and exhortation. We see in America right now, we got a bunch of guys on their Harley's friends going over to Mexico to release one of our Marines because your government is derelict of duty. And again, friends, why are they derelict of duty? Because the American people stand down. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
But we got a bunch of, and then we read the sad story of a little girl whose daddy was killed. Yeah. And we just stand back because we see the president of the United States just released him for a traitor and a deserter. Oh, poor girl.
Yeah.
No. It's like when Jesus was going up to Golgotha to be crucified and the women were crying behind him. He said, "Don't cry for me." He said, "Cry for you and your children because you leave the truth undone. You allow this to happen, friends." This is why things don't get done, because we do nothing but talk, and we talk, and we talk, and we talk. But I'll tell you who isn't talking, your enemy. No, he's got America on the defensive. He's got everybody standing down. Because if you stand up and speak up, you might just be a racist. Or the state-run media might come in and smear your name. Oh, God forbid you actually stand up for something, friends. How can't you be a controversialist today when you speak the truth?
you know, and to use the excuse and say, well, you know, it's the government that's doing it. We're talking about the topic of abortion. Listen, if that's your excuse, you're no different than the people of Germany back in the day. Well, we didn't know the concentration camps were there, or rather the Nazis
themselves.
As
they wiped the dust of the dead bodies off their car after church.
Exactly. And or about that, we were just doing our job. That's what, you know, the soldiers said. We were just doing our job, just following orders. Listen, there comes a point in time where you're beyond excuse. When you know the truth, you're responsible for what you know. And America knows much. It's not like these things are hidden from our eyes and we're so oblivious to what's going on. No, we've gotten literally assault and attack after attack after attack after attack. There's no way we can say, well, we didn't know what was going on.
Well, we know everything. Ignorance. That's the point.
Yeah, yeah. You're responsible for what you know. With much wisdom comes much sorrow, but we have a job to do. And, you know, look at these guys. You're talking about Time Magazine's Tyrants of the Year. I was just looking up some quotes of these men themselves, things they've said. If you look at Benito Mussolini, he said, let us have a dagger between our teeth, a bomb in our hands, and an infinite scorn in our hearts. If you look at a guy like...
Have you ever seen a more ignorant man in your life?
Seriously.
And them people in Italy actually allowed that fool, that clown, to rule over them. I have never seen a more of a greater narcissist in all my life. And by the way, at the end of his life, he was the man that raised his hand, for those that did not know. He raised him towards heaven, it's been said. That God, if you're there, strike me dead. He said it a couple times. Well, interestingly enough, he was hung upside down with his
mistress.
Mm-hmm. After he was beaten to death by his own people and shot to death by his own people, he was hung upside down in the square in Italy for everybody to see.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Now, I know that God has no, he doesn't delight, and he does not, what's the word that I'm looking for here?
Take pleasure?
He doesn't take any pleasure in the death of the wicked. I know that. But friends, it just gets to the point where we got to look at the other side of the sword and say enough is enough, because what you're looking at and what we're dealing with here, friends, are people that are assaulting, they're killing, they're destroying.
Yep.
In the face of the American people. And it's not a mercy to the innocent to stand down and allow these people to continuously perpetuate their crimes against the country, namely the American people, and other countries that your politicians are allowed to go assault because they need some more oil or more money, or to create some stinking war that makes them a little jing. Folks, we know all of this, and I'm spelling all of this out for you again and again and again and again. Time Magazine's Tyrants of the Year. Again, friends, Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, Nikita Khrushchev. By the way, we got to Ayatollah Khomeini. We also talked about Richard Nixon. Did you know that Reagan criticized Khomeini as a maniacal fanatic who has slaughtered thousands and thousands of people calling for executions, yet Time Magazine made him Man of the Year in 1979? Friends, nothing new under the sun. It's going to get better. Just hold up with me, friends. Do believe me, it's going to get better. Mikhail Gorbachev, he was declared Man of the Year. You know, the guy that looks like, well, he's got a bald head and it looks like a bird flew over the top of him and dropped something on his head.
That's, you know.
It really, I would say it to him, it's like, dude, yeah. You need to get that removed somehow.
You know, that's a very disgusting way to describe, but that's the perfect way to describe what's on his head.
Yeah, God does not leave himself without witness, does
Seriously.
He?
Seriously.
Okay, so if you look at Mikhail Gorbachev, he was declared Man of the Year in 1987 and in 1989. Gorbachev was an active member of the Communist Party during his college years and eventually became the head of a Soviet Union until its supposed dissolution in 1991. He's also a self-proclaimed atheist and a globalist. Friends, you might want to look at the International Black Baccalaureate. You might want to look at some of the global educational schemes. He's a part of it. Yet again, we have Man of the Year, according to Time Magazine, 1987 and 1989.
Yeah, and he was a member of the Communist Party. You know, Mao Zedong, just a little bunny rabbit trail here, but the same thing, what you're saying. Speaking of communism, because he was a member of the Communist Party, he said, Mao Zedong said, communism is not love. Communism is a hammer which we use to crush the enemy. So when you're looking at we just want everyone to feel like they're all the same. No, we're crushing the enemy and we're oppressing the people. And think about how many people have died under communism.
Of course. Okay, so we got down to Mikhail Gorbachev. Speaking of Time's Man of the Year and Men of the Year, if that's what you want to call them, Time's Devils of the Year. Well, let's go to Barack Hussein Obama, declared Person of the Year by Time. Ready for this one, friends?
He's a good company.
Not just in 2008, But also in 2012, Barack Hussein Obama declared the Person of the Year. Now, you got to keep in mind, friends, Time changed the title from Man of the Year to Person of the Year in 1999 only to confuse people. Okay? They don't want to have a gender identity problem. I'm not kidding you, friends. Folks, Obama has been the most destructive president in American history. He's known as the most biblically hostile president. Of course he is, because the Bible exposes him for who he is. He has incessantly attacked the foundations of America. He's attempted to tear down the Constitution and recreated in his own image. He's been labeled America's first homosexual, first gay president. Maybe that explains why he's got 225 radical homosexuals in federal governmental positions. He's a shameless supporter of the murder, the greatest advocate of the murder of children in the womb. Even attempting to force you, America, and private institutions to pay for murder. Read Proverbs 6:16 through 19. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. Oh, by the way, friends, just another point. He's also the individual that voted in favor of abortion over 242 times. He's also the guy that wanted to make sure that there was two doctors inside of the abortion clinic. Everybody talks about how bad Gosnell is. Oh, look at this, man. Look at this abortion doctor did. Well, what do you think they're doing? Well, just think about this. And this is the guy that's giving him unlawful license to commit the crime in the first place. And the American people are given the unlawful tyrant permission to continue to do it concerning the innocent in the womb in the first place.
Yeah, you know, I got a good point of that, too. And, you know, he's quoted as saying, whatever we once were, we are no longer a Christian nation. You know, one guy, I've seen this before, pictures on Facebook where you see the Constitution written out, and then you see Barack Obama with a pencil erasing, you know, certain sections of the Constitution.
Yeah.
We are not going to, America, unless we are cowards, stand down and let one man say, well, whatever he wants, we're erase our hundreds of years of history, the blood, sweat, and tears of this nation, the sacrifice that established this great Christian nation, unless we are cowards.
Of course.
Either going to be put down in history as the greatest generation that fought back lawfully against what we see going on, or we're going to be known as the greatest cowards ever who dropped the ball on our posterity. It's like, you know, from one generation to another, we get the baton. We're going to either pass it on with pride and dignity and say, listen, this is what we fought for, our blood, sweat, and tears to give to the next generation, just like the previous one did for us. Or we're going to let one man do whatever he wants to do because we stood down and just complained about it. You know, whatever we once were, we're no longer a Christian nation. Excuse me, sir. You're forgetting hundreds of years of history.
Well, you know, the other thing is the American people are forgetting hundreds of years of history by allowing them to do it in the first place. And friends, that's what this is really coming back to, because I continuously see this rhetorical talk come back to the same point. And the point is, again, coming back to take responsibility concerning what's going on in this country. Case in point, as to, again, piggyback what you're saying right now, stuff. Interestingly enough, our Supreme Court said that whatever strikes at the root of Christianity tends manifestly to the dissolution of civil government. So when you see a president and an administration attack Christianity, keep in mind they're attempting to dissolve civil government to establish a new government. Call me crazy, friends, but I see the fruit on the tree. I hope you do, too. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this break, coming over to the second hour. Again, wanted to say thank you very much for causing the Sons of Liberty to be the number one radio show on GCN on Saturdays, 2 to 4 Central Standard Time. Hang on with us. We're coming over to hour two.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.